The first case of the deadly coronavirus.
More than 200,000 people have now died.
350,000 COVID deaths.
500,000 confirmed deaths.
Life and loss in America have taken on new meaning in the past year.
To get through this pandemic, we have all put on our armor.
In The Longest Year, a four-part series from the PBS NewsHour, Americans share the ways a tiny but powerful virus has changed us. The medical community raced to keep up. The racial divide across the country came into sharper focus. And life as we knew it turned upside down.
My mother was the hugging type. I miss those the most.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, The Longest Year, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Audiences around the world watch Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, describe their life in the British royal family in a revealing interview last night. Meghan spoke about the racism she faced from inside and outside the institution. Amna Nawaz takes a look at what her experience says about the long reigning monarchy.
Here to discuss what last night's interview says about British attitudes on race within royalty and society more broadly is Marcus Ryder. He's an executive producer for Taishin Global and a visiting professor of media diversity at Birmingham City University. He's also the author of Access All Areas, the Diversity Manifesto for TV and Beyond. Marcus Ryder, welcome to the NewsHour, and thanks for making the time. Obviously, huge ratings here, massive interest in this interview last night. What about in the UK? How is last night's interview resonating over there?
One of the important reactions is the fact that the reactions have been so different and so contrasting, you know, in that people have fallen into two camps, and there's some people that feel that this is an opportunity to really talk about race and racism, and there are some people who feel that this has got nothing to do with race and we shouldn't be talking about racism. And so I think it has split and it has exposed attitudes towards certain elements in British society.
So some of the racism that Meghan Markle has faced early in her relationship to Prince Harry was sort of evident in the tabloids and the coverage of her. But I want to play for you one bit from the interview last night, because among the more shocking revelations was that it's sort of overt racism she faced within the royal family. Meghan alleged they didn't want to give her baby a royal title. And at one point, Oprah followed up by asking her about it. Take a listen.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's because of his race? And I know that's a loaded question, but...
But I can give you an honest answer. In those months when I was pregnant, all around this same time, so we have in tandem the conversation of he won't be given security, he's not going to be given a title, and also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
Marcus Ryder, that story, that allegation that someone in the royal family was asking, expressing concern about her baby's skin tone, did that surprise you?
What's important is that that son is or would have been a future employee of one of the most important institutions in the UK, of the state. And what she is alleging, once you actually take away the kind of more salacious elements, what she's alleging is that a future employee would be too dark, or their race would play against them from being an employee of one of the most important institutions of the state. So this story is not an international story because they are a famous or interesting family. It's interesting precisely because when a black woman has tried to enter one of the most important institutions, she says that due to race, she was unable to stay in that institution. And that's why it's important.
Well, just to follow up on that, in this institution, you think back to the time that Meghan entered the family, and there was this huge opportunity that was talked about for this royal family, for this institution to move forward, to be more reflective, not just of British society, but even the Commonwealth nations, which are largely black and brown. They didn't do that. Why do you think that is?
You only have to look at the low number of journalists in our newsrooms. You only have to look at the fact that there is not one major news television bulletin, which is headed by a person of colour. And so if British media is having trouble doing that, then I would say, and it would be fair to presume, that other parts of Britain and the UK are also going to be struggling. I would hope that the response to the interview, not just from the royal family, but from institutions and throughout society, is how do we make sure that all British institutions are welcoming to black women and exploring how we can make sure that we do not have a case where when a black woman is breaking a glass ceiling, was entering a space that hasn't been entered by black people before, that it is not followed up a few years later with revelations or accusations that her mental health suffered, that she contemplated suicide, that prospective members would not be welcome if their skin tone was too dark. So we need to make sure that not just the royal family, but all institutions look at themselves in the UK and make sure that this does not repeat itself.
Marcus Ryder, visiting professor of media diversity at Birmingham City University. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.